This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States pressed on into the final days of the chaotic airlift from Afghanistan amid tighter security and warnings of more possible attacks Friday, one day after a devastating suicide bombing at Kabul Airport killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden is aware of the threat of another attack in Afghanistan.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely. And they are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
Thursday's bombing, blamed on Afghanistan's offshoot of the Islamic State group, a lethal enemy of both the Taliban and the West, made for one of the deadliest days in the two-decade Afghan war. UN agencies are appealing for nearly $300 million in preparation for the possible exodus of thousands of Afghan refugees, Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR Deputy High Commissioner Kelly Clements says preparations are underway to assist host governments in the region with financial and material support to care for a large influx of refugees. He says discussions with national authorities are underway on scaling up the humanitarian response. She notes the proposed regional response plan is a critical part of that process.
We need, therefore, to be prepared for any number of eventualities. That takes resources, preparation, and a reasonable amount of lead time.
Most of the support is likely to go to Iran and Pakistan, countries that are already hosting 2.2 million Afghans, many of whom have been living there for decades. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida struck Cuba on Friday as a rapidly intensifying storm that could speed across warm Gulf waters and slam into Louisiana as a Category 3 hurricane by Sunday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered the evacuation of everyone living outside the levee system that protects the area from flooding. National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg told AP that Gulf Coast residents should follow the advice of local officials.
Really urging people to listen to their local authorities. They know what's best and whether or not you should stay or go. And please do as they say if they tell you to leave.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state's coastline is in the storm's forecast cone and has declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Japanese public broadcaster NHK reported Friday that a contaminant found in a batch of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines delivered to Japan is believed to be a metallic particle. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
Japan on Thursday suspended the use of 1.63 million doses shipped to hundreds of vaccination centers nationwide. The NHK report cited ministry sources as saying the particle reacted to magnets and was therefore suspected to be a metal. Moderna had described it as, quote, particulate matter that did not pose a safety or efficacy issue. An official at the health ministry said the identity of the contaminant has not been confirmed. The news could provide a fresh setback for Japan's inoculation drive as it struggles to persuade many, particularly younger people, to get vaccinated.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. A judge in Florida has ruled that school districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, saying that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the face coverings. Leon County Circuit Judge John C. Cooper agreed with a group of parents who claimed in a lawsuit that DeSantis's order is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. The governor's order had given parents the sole right to decide if their child wears a mask at school. Cooper said DeSantis's order is without legal authority. His decision came after a three-day virtual hearing and after at least 10 Florida school boards voted to defy DeSantis and impose mask requirements with no parental opt-out. Florida continues to lead the United States in infections with the coronavirus Delta variant. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.